For first-time homebuyer, entering the Ontario real estate market presents a significant challenge.
As most people know, the issue is home affordability, and this growing problem has prompted the federal and Ontario governments to introduce various incentive programs aimed at providing essential support to first-time home buyers in making their initial home purchase. So what is a first-time home buyer?
To be considered a first-time home buyer, a resident of Ontario must have never owned a home in any part of the world, whether independently or with another individual. The key word here is owned.
The focus is not on whether you have ever purchased a home previously, but on whether you have ever become a sole or partial owner of a home. So, for example, if you gain ownership by way of an inheritance or a gift, you may no longer be considered a first-time home buyer in the eyes of the government. There are three main incentives currently offered in Ontario.
1. Ontario Land Transfer Tax Refund.
2.
First-time home buyers plan. And
3.
First-time home buyers tax credit. A fourth program, CMHC First-Time Home Buyer Incentive Program, was discontinued in March 2024.
Let's talk about them one by one. In Ontario, you must pay a fee called the land transfer tax when you are purchasing a home.
The amount of tax is based on a percentage of the price of the home you are purchasing and is calculated using a complex formula.
For residents of the City of Toronto, there is an additional land transfer tax, which is calculated similar to the Ontario land transfer tax. When you get a free quote from BEFA Law for your purchase transaction, we can calculate an estimate of the land transfer tax amount that you may have to pay. If you qualify for land transfer tax refund, you will be able to receive a refund of a maximum amount of $4,000. If you are purchasing your home in the City of Toronto, you may receive an extra refund of a maximum of $4,475. To be eligible for this refund, you must meet the following criteria. You must be a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident. You must be at least 18 years of age.
You must use the home as your principal residence within 9 months of purchasing it. And you must have never owned a home anywhere in the world.
There are a number of exceptions that may impact the land transfer tax refund. If you are purchasing a home with your spouse's property history may affect your eligibility for the tax refund. If both of you and your spouse are first-time homebuyers based on the criteria outlined above, you will qualify for the tax refund. You should be aware that the amount of the refund will not be doubled, and the maximum of $4,000 will still apply between the two of you.
On the other hand, if you are a first-time homebuyer, but your spouse acquired property while you were spouses, neither of you will be eligible to claim the refund. However, if the two of you are purchasing a home, but your spouse owned a home prior to your being a spouse, you may still be able to claim the refund for yourself.
If you are purchasing a home with someone other than your spouse, such as a family member or friend, the amount of the tax refund to which you will be entitled will be reduced based on the proportionate interest of each buyer. For example, if you and your brother, who is not a first-time homebuyer, are purchasing a home together with a 50-50 split interest, you will be able to obtain a maximum of a $2,000 tax refund. To receive the refund, you must apply within the 18-month from the date of the registration of the title transfer.
However, to ease the process, your real estate lawyer from BEFA Law will be able to file for the tax refund on the date of closing.
As a result, depending on the purchase price of the home, the refund may either automatically pay off your entire tax amount or reduce the amount of tax you will pay on the closing date. Next, let's talk about the Home Buyers Plan.
This federal government program enables first-time home buyers who have a registered retirement savings plan to withdraw funds from this plan to a maximum amount of $35,000 to purchase a qualifying home.
If you and your spouse or common-law partner are purchasing a home, you are allowed to withdraw up to $50,000 in total, $25,000 each, separate RRSPs. The money that is withdrawn from the RRSP is not taxed as income, but may be subject to income tax if the money has not been in the RRSP for at least 90 days prior to the withdrawal. Although the entire amount does not have to be repaid into the plan until 15 years after the first withdrawal, an initial payment must be made within the first 2 years. You can make the withdrawal prior to purchasing your home, as long as you become the owner of the home by the 1st of October of the following year.
Otherwise, you may make the withdrawal up to 30 days after you signed the purchase and sale agreement.
How do I qualify for the home buyer's plan?
To be eligible for this incentive, you must meet the following requirements.
You must be Canadian resident.
You must have a written agreement to purchase or construct a qualifying home. You must use the home as your principal residence within 1 year of purchasing it. And
you must be a first-time home buyer.
If you have previously participated in the home buyer's plan, you may do so again, so long as the following conditions are met.
1.
You meet all the other home buyer's plan eligibility conditions.
2.
Your previous repayable home buyer's plan balance is zero on January 1st of the year of the withdrawal.
3.
In the 4-year period prior to your new home purchase, you did not occupy a home that either you or your current spouse or common-law partner owned. The 4-year period begins on the 1st of January and ends 31 days prior to your withdrawal date.
For example, if you withdraw money from your RRSP on April 20th, 2022, the 4-year period of when you could not have owned a home is from January 1st, 2018 to March 20th, 2022. The third incentive program is the First-Time Homebuyer's Tax Credit. Established by the federal government, the First-Time Homebuyer's Tax Credit is a non-refundable tax credit, which allows you to claim up to $10,000 income tax credit on the purchase of your first home. To take advantage of this credit, you must claim the $10,000 amount on your income tax returns on line 31,270. Ultimately, the $10,000 credit results in a $1,500 tax rebate, which means that the amount of taxes you would owe for the particular year will be reduced by $1,500. If you owe less than $1,500 in taxes in the years, you will pay $0 in tax. If you are purchasing the home with another person, such as your spouse, you may either share the credit or decide that one of you will claim it. Nevertheless, the total rebate between the both of you will remain $1,500.
To ensure that you are eligible for this credit, you must meet the following conditions.
You and your spouse or common-law partner must purchase a qualifying home in Canada. The home you purchased is used as your principal residence, and you and your spouse or common-law partner must be a first-time home buyer, meaning that you did not reside in another home that was owned by you or your spouse or common-law partner in any of the 4 preceding years. If you are a person with a disability, you may claim the disability tax credit regardless of whether you are a first-time home buyer or not, as long as the purpose of the home purchase was to allow you to increase the accessibility of your environment. If you are not disabled, you may also claim the credit yourself in the same way if you are purchasing a home for a family member who is disabled. Another incentive program that was discontinued in March 2024 was the CMHC First-Time Home Buyer Incentive Program, so let's talk about it briefly. The First-Time Home Buyer Incentive Program was a shared equity program that allowed first-time home buyers to obtain lowered monthly mortgage payments without the need to increase their down payment through the help of the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC. Through this program, the CMHC contributed 5% of the price of the home towards the buyer's down payment in exchange for 5% of the appreciation or loss of the value of the home when it's sold in the future. If the home was a new build, the CMHC could contribute up to 10% for a 10% share in the property.
It should be noted that no principal or interest payments were necessary, as this was considered an interest-free loan.
This amount was then secured on the property's title via a second mortgage. Thus, the equity or ownership in the property was essentially shared by both the buyer and the Canadian government.
If you require any assistance with any of the programs, get in touch with us at BEFA Law, and we will be able to help you explore all the options and programs available to you to ensure that you minimize the costs associated with the home purchase as much as possible while retaining the ability to make your dream home a reality. BEFA Law is a real estate law firm serving customers in Greater Toronto Area and beyond. We offer assistance in buying, selling, refinancing, along with other practice areas. We hope that this was useful, and if you have any other questions, you can call us at 647-812-8462. Email us at info@defalaw.ca or visit our website at www.defalaw.ca to set up an appointment. Good luck!